Yeah, I think we've given a really good performance overall today, because the reason I say that is because, you know, you don't expect to take these boys on an outpass, and we didn't try to. We came out with a different game plan. We wanted to play longer and stronger than we normally would. We wanted to get the ball forward quickly. We wanted to make it awkward for them, something they're not used to dealing with. And I thought we did that well at times and created some really good chances, made the keeper work, hit the bar. Folks has a big chance in the first half. And then on the other side of things, when you have to defend properly, you have to defend on transition. I thought we did that very, very well. And the shape of the team, the belief in the team, and that's a big thing at this level, the belief in what you're doing. And I thought it was absolutely on show today that our players definitely believe in what we're trying to achieve.
The replays clearly showed that Koscielny handled the ball over the line. Did you feel that at the time?
I didn't know at the time. It looked like it was, well, for one, I thought it was overtime. I'm not sure on that, but I think our analyst does it as 6 or 7 seconds over. That doesn't sound a lot, but it's enough to blow the whistle. The second point is we didn't defend it as well as we should do. The third point is it comes off a header, and is he offside? If Chamberlain puts it on to Koscielny, he's offside, and even if Koscielny hits it, he then handballs it in. If I was a referee, I'd be certainly thinking that's not a great moment in today's game.
Does it feel as though, for all the great things and positive things that you've done today, does that just take the gloss off it completely, the fact that you've defended?
No, not completely, because it's a long season and we've got to know what we're learning and how we're improving. But of course, it's, you know, we're human, the whole group is, the whole stadium here today full of Burnley fans. They'll go away frustrated at that last 15 seconds, 4 seconds probably, in fact. I think it was 6 seconds over time, actually, when the corner started. And, you know, frustrated that we didn't get a big decision go our way. We didn't get the penalty in the first game of the season against Swansea. We haven't had a big decision today go our way. Hopefully, over a season, it pays you back.
It's a huge decision. I mean, could the referee not have consulted with his assistant or fourth official?
Do you know what? You're opening a can of worms there. I don't know from one game to the other who's doing what. Some force make a decision for the ref and help him. Some don't. Some help with the time. Some don't. It's frustrating because each week it changes.
And a referee behind the goal like there is in the Champions League would have seen that, wouldn't
he? Oh, well, I can't. I'm not even bothered with debating all that.
OK, but the positives, and there were plenty today. You defended superbly and you could have scored as well. You hit the bar, as you say. There were some near misses.
There's a nice feel about the performance, you know, and lots made of our physicality and the way we can play with energy and our organisation. But I think there's moments of quality today, you know, and we're going to need that as the season goes on. You know, Loughton's cross for Vokes' head is a great ball. Great set-piece delivery from Johan and a great head from Keno, and it just hits the bar and the underside of the bar, which was frustrating. Johan's got a ball in the second half. He's got a great header. Cech makes a big save. Strangely, they could arguably have more to do with us. Not as much territory, of course. We didn't have as them. But you know, you've got to make chances. You've got to put them in. So frustrated on that side. But we're moving forward, I feel, you know, and that's a big part for us. You know, we've got 7 points on the table this time round. And we could have 3 more with the last sort of 20-second goal against Hull and then last 6 seconds today. So that's the big frustration. But we are moving forward as a collective unit, I believe.